Yeah, absolutely. And I guess I get that. You know, I'd probably beat on it too if I'm renting a thing. And I'd beat on it more than I beat on a rental car or a truck or something like that, most likely. So I get that, you know, breaking stuff on these trails, so control arms and whatnot. And yeah, I'm sure the insurance on those things are through the roof because it seems like everyone I know that buys one, at some point they roll it, whether it's a light roll or they really rolled it. You know, if they get a sport one, you know, the younger crowd more so, a little bit more reckless and whatnot, but which a renter would probably be, you know. So I get that. I get why it's expensive. I hope they come down in price. We'll see. I don't foresee it. They cost a lot to make. They're very well engineered. Inflation's up there. Their interest rates are dropping to 0.5% or 0.25%, so I don't think they're going to come down in price anytime soon. But that's why I'll probably stick to four-wheelers for a while. I don't mind the four-wheelers at all. I like doing that. And they can keep up with the side-by-side if you get a 1,000 cc four-wheeler. But I'm up on the back roads here now, up by the cabin, so I'm probably going to hang the radio up. It was great talking with you. Hopefully I catch you on the air again sometime in the future. I pretty much always monitor Statewide 1 and 2 when I'm driving the pickup truck. So this is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Bravo Bravo. I'll be clear on your final, 73.